Hey, Tom, Steve, and Jay, what's going on this morning?
Dominique, oh, we had a good weekend.
I know you did. Congratulations again to Tom. Y'all had a good time.
It was Tom Joyner Day.
Dominique,
I know.
We were in Atlantic City, and we had this. They had a parade for me on the boardwalk, and everybody from Atlantic City was on the boardwalk, and it was just amazing how many people looked like Chuck Brown.
And we, a lot of people look like Chuck.
Oh my God.
Men and women.
Quite a few.
What?
Men, women,
I'm
kids.
White
to people.
I'm trying to tell you had a powerful effect, Jay. A Mississippi bullfrog sitting on a holler stump.
Run, Chuck, run.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
In the news, Dominique, here's a mom who chokes this bully over a Facebook comment when she finds this guy in the mall. She hand chokes this little boy, hand chokes him for some comments that he said about her little girl on Facebook.
You can't. What is she doing? you need to tell your child to unfriend him, block him, keep letting him post stuff on your wall. She being just as childish as the parent. What are you doing?
That was old school unfriending.
Yeah, it is unfriended.
Hey, see, she need to calm down and realize her place. Okay, I understand. He said, told the girl, kill yourself. That part was wrong. But the other part, he shouldn't have said that, but the other part, just print it out and take it to the principal. And if she big, the boy said she big as a whale. If she big as a whale the way he say she is, slam down on him and whale on his ass. That's all she got to do. She got to handle her own mess. And if once she deal with him, ain't nobody going to bother her. Her reputation going to precede itself.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But she trying to be a hero for a daughter. If she want to be a hero for a daughter, put her on the Batman diet.
Wow.
Substitute them fries for apple slices. That's what the problem is. You know, she need to take Taekwondo. I would say, well, chase the little boy. That'll burn a few calories off. Your real price. She got to deal with what the real issue is. And I bet they found that little boy in the food court. That's the only place they found him.
They probably did.
They wouldn't have found him at the farmer's market, dog. Get some fresh vegetables and stuff. She not addressing the problem. The mother need to go to jail for a cool down session. She tripping.
Here's a story about a 15-year-old. The mom and pop was busted for growing marijuana after a 15-year-old son calls the cops.
Hey, this is a new day. I said, I ain't never heard of that. I said, when Officer Friendly come to school and speak to the kids, it's working. Because this little boy sold his whole family up a river over some bud. I said, they got kids, 5 kids, ages 10 to 17. I mean, everybody that age, with kids that age, need to smoke some weed. I said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. Most of us got to get lockjaw to get things taken care of these days. This is a recession out of here. I said, what is wrong with him? They trying to make ends meet, but the neighbors, they defended the parents because they said, oh, my God, they portraying them wrong. Now I got to go to the hood. It was much easier to walk across the street and get some sugar and a dime bag of weed. I could have did that there. He going to call the police. I said, nah, he out of line. He could never come. I would never call the police on my parents. I was too scared. I don't care what they did. They had me shivering about calling my grandmother. I said, you know, I'm telling my mother and father. Now, you know, you got to know when to tell, though, Tom. If they doing human trafficking or something like that, and they got people kidnapped in the basement, I'm going to say, okay, we got to call the police because we're going to be downstairs next.
But weed.
But not no bud. Over some bud. I said, this is not right. Why you call the parents? Like, he couldn't come back to my house. He'd be like the Amish people. He'd be shunned for sure.
Donald Trump wants you to know that he is not a racist. And to prove he's not a racist, Donald Trump says that he picked Arsenio Hall as the winner of Celebrity Apprentice. And that proves that he's not a racist.
Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall.
Uh-huh.
He ain't even Arsenio Hall. Ain't need Holly Black. He picked the wrong person.
What you mean?
He ain't no Arsenio with OJ and Clarence Thomas and them. Tommy ain't with us like that. If he would pick Neon and Dion, Nene or Dion Warwick, then I might say, well, the Donald might be okay. But the fact you make that comment, you a racist.
Yeah, really.
I mean, and then you say that at the Republican North Carolina primary, that screams racism. I bet if Arsenio Hall snatched that toupee and off his head, he not going to say the black man snatched my toupee. He going to say that N-word to snatch my toupee off my head. Come on, Donald Trump. You a lot of things, but you know a racist is one of them. You know he racist.
You're a lot Donald of things, Trump, but you know a racist is one of them.
You can look at him and tell he racist. When he get to squinting them eyes and them lips, I say, oh, Donald Trump, I mean, talk about something else. You picked Arsenio Hall. You felt bad because you hadn't picked nobody black or something, but racist.
But then look at his choices. He either had to pick a black man or a man that's gay. And he doesn't like black. We know he doesn't like black people, and we pretty much can figure he doesn't like gay people either.
Yeah, so he said, well, I'll go ahead, with the little chocolate drop, because I'm not going to go with the sweetie boy, Donald Trump, not a racist.
All right, Dominique.
My little colored friend. Okay, talk to you guys Wednesday.